online on your smartphone or on your favorite podcast app. This is
the JJC Podcast Experience.
Hey, and welcome back to the platform. I'm your host, Samantha Mhlanga, and in today's episode, we are going to talk about something that affects all generations, Gen Z, Gen Y, Latter, and all that. And that is depression. And we are back. So, what exactly is depression? Depression is a state or a phase in which you experience once or twice in your life because of certain circumstances or certain situations, and that is when you do not know who you are, where you are, what you're doing, and why you are doing it. Me knowing a lot of people that have been there, I connect with them emotionally. I haven't experienced it myself, but I understand and have an insight on what they went through because I was there for them. I could see the state they were in. And it is very heartbreaking having to see someone that is your friend, your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, or whoever going through such a phase. It is like very difficult for you that isn't in that phase to actually help them out because you don't know what they want, where they want to be, how they want you to react or act around them. And it is painful, very painful. So I'm going to give you guys some tips that I used on the few people that I know that had been in that state. And so it's depression and work tips for coping. So the first one is decide if and how to tell people around you. So the type of industry in which you are in, whether it being school, home, work, or whatever, and the relationship you have with the people around you can affect how you open up to them and how open they are about depression itself. Before you disclose your diagnosis, it helps to assess your relationship with the people around you and to determine how much information you feel comfortable sharing. You do not have to share everything with them because at some point you share all the information with the wrong person and they'll judge you, point fingers, laugh at you, talk about you behind your back because of the state that you are in. And it's not nice because now you're in a state and now people are talking and that builds up on your shoulders. It becomes a burden and you do not know how to deal with it. And it puts you into a deeper depression state. But disclose information that you feel is necessary for people to know. And it is important for you to do that. The second one is identify depression triggers. Most people experiencing depression at work, at school, at home will find that certain situations may trigger their symptoms. For instance, too many deadlines or too many test assignments, too many people around you can trigger your depression. What I advise you to do is to take a moment to identify at least 5 scenarios that worsen your depression symptoms. Once you have done this, create an action plan listing specific steps that you can take to either avoid the triggers or lessen
the impact. It is important for you to know what triggers the depression and to avoid them at most cases. Because if you keep letting them trigger you, it puts you in a deeper depression state. And it is very bad for your health and for your mentality, because now you're in a state at which you cannot handle and your body cannot handle either. And so is your mentality. So it's best you find and know what triggers your depression. And number three is taking time off. This is essential. This is important. Even if you're not at a state of depression, but just take time off to relax, to unplug, reboot, power up, replug, and go back. Taking time away to unplug from the pressures of work, home, school, as it is essential for your mind as well as your body. Do not be afraid to take a few days off vacation if you feel your depression is worsening, or if you feel your body is just not able to handle it anymore. You should also make it a point to never leave vacation time unused. I mean, that is the most important time. But yeah, taking time off is important. It is really important. Even the people that are not depressed but are anxious, are tired, and just need to unplug, reboot, power up, and go back. The fourth one is focus on smaller tasks. Depression can make it difficult to concentrate, at which can make large projects seem overwhelming. Give yourself permission to say no to projects and additional commitments when possible if you feel yourself getting overwhelmed. If you find yourself struggling to get started on a particular task, try breaking it down into smaller, manageable pieces, or even delegating if you're able to. Focusing on one huge task is stressful, very stressful. Imagine now you have to study for exams, a whole textbook, in less than a week because you've been procrastinating, and now it is overwhelming and it's stressful. Rather, break them down. No, on this day I'm doing this topic, or from this page to that page. On that day I'm doing this and that. In that way, it's less work, but more work still, because now you've broken it down. All the work is going to get done, but in small pieces, and that is important, so that you don't feel overwhelmed and stressed. The last one is to personalize your workspace. Your physical workspace can have a significant impact on your overall mood. I know with bright colors makes our brain excited, because they see something bright, colorful, and lively. And that can be important for people who are depressed. Start by making sure that there is plenty of light, which does help in feeling more alert and focused. Just having a bright room, or a bright light, or bright lamp, bright bedding, whatever is bright that can lift up your mood and be just essential to lifting up your mood. Not having to come into a room that has no light, a room that has dark sheets, a room that has no light coming in. That would be depression on top of depression, because depression is triggered by dark things. You just feel alone, dark,
and abandoned. And those are connotations of depression, dark, alone, all those things. Take short breaks throughout the day to organize your thoughts, and if possible, play instrumental music. It is important that you play music that calms you down and relaxes you so that your thoughts and everything gathers in its boxes in your brain and everything settles down and not everything is all over the place. Because instrumental music is calming and meditative. It helps you calm down, relax, and you focus again. Take a quick nap on your lunch break, if that is possible. If you can do that, sleep so that you can power up, and when you wake up, you are refreshed and relaxed, and you can work. You have a head start. You start again from point blank to Z, and you know what you are doing. Ask for help. I will repeat that. Ask for help. That is important, because if you are to do things alone, it's overwhelming, it's stressful, you are lonely, you become depressed. So if you're not going to ask people to help you out, then you putting more pressure on yourself, and that is not good. So ask for help wherever you can. Be easy on yourself. Take time to relax, treat yourself, have benefits, access treatment through your benefits, whatsoever. Just put yourself first. Don't be hard on yourself. Because if you're hard on yourself, everyone else is going to be hard on you. So just relax, put yourself first, and be easy on yourself. If possible, find an ally to help you through the dark, hard days. A person that's going to be there for you. A person like a best friend, a sister, a brother, someone you can trust. They can be your ally. Ally. And they can help you out throughout the day, and they'll be there for you. If you need to cry, they'll be the shoulder to cry on. If you need a hug, they'll be that big teddy bear. If you need a cup of coffee, they'll be the maiden. If you need a blanket, they'll be your jester. And in that way, things are much easier and more manageable. And it helps you to forget the state that you are in. Depression is not good for anyone. It is something that you do not want to put yourself in or to experience. But it's natural. That is why I have given you tips on how to cope with them in different workplaces. And it's important that you follow your mind, you know your body, and you relax it at all times. That is the best thing that you can do for yourself to avoid getting depressed and being in a state that is dark, lonely, and stressful. This is all from me for today's episode. I will see you on the next one. Bye!
This podcast was brought to you by the Johannesburg Junior Council in partnership with Red Radio.